The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise, and the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you misled, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living.' You are greatly misled." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I said at the beginning of Mass today, is the feast day of St. Charles Lwanga and his companions. They were Ugandan martyrs in the time of King Mwanga, M-W-A-N-G-A, Mwanga. I think they lived around the year 1887, around that time. Why were they martyred, or why? Well, they died because they objected to the way that King Mwanga was living. He lived a rather debaucherous life and had no respect for God or for man, and they objected to this, and they were tortured and eventually burned alive. One of them was as young as 13 years of age, and they were put to death for their beliefs. And our beliefs are very important in our life. It's important to believe in something in life, to have a motive and a foundation on which to act, and to stand up. They were standing up for what is right. They were standing up for justice. They were standing up for fairness. And so that ties in very well with what we see happening today. And we got to be careful how we interpret present-day events. It's good and very good to stand up, to take a stand for justice, for fairness, for the things that really matter in life, and for which all people, irrespective of where they came from or their color, are entitled to. And I think when you look at what is happening this last week on our television screens, you got to separate, so to speak, the right from the wrong, the good from the bad. And while most most, the vast majority of people are peacefully marching, not breaking any law, and taking a stand for justice. Don't associate everybody with the looting and the bad things that are happening. And it's wonderful to see a cross-section of people, young and old and middle-aged. I happened to see the other day an elderly couple, the wife linking her husband to a walking cane, taking part in the march, and beside them many young people, and that was a wonderful example, and that fits in very nicely with the gospel this morning, because it's Paul's letter to Timothy. Paul is coming towards the end of his life. Timothy was a young man, and apparently he was a warrior and kind of a shy young man, and Paul was encouraging him to have the courage and not to be afraid to stand up for his beliefs. That's very, very important. And we're all called to do that. And hopefully we'll see what's happening at the moment with a clear mind, an open mind, and be able to decipher, really, and interpret what is happening. I have great admiration for those people who march peacefully, and they're doing it for the right reasons.